All right, let's continue to talk about the big name. That, of course, is Mike Wallace. Just a big, big first 4 years of his NFL career. He now takes his talents to South Florida and to the Miami Dolphins to discuss Mike Wallace a little bit more, a guy that took his talents to the Dolphins a couple decades ago. Jimmy Cefalo joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline, current broadcaster, former wide receiver. This is a guy, Jimmy, you've watched these games as closely as anybody the last couple of years. He brings something, it seems, that this team has really been missing.
Yeah, it brings speed. He brings a lot of speed to the team. And you like that he's young as well. And the Dolphins, what I like about it is they went out and they did it right away. I mean, they didn't mess around. They got it done, and they got it done at the top of the free agency period before anybody else signed anybody else. And they got it done with a big splash, with the biggest name out there. So I'm excited about what the Dolphins are doing so far. But, you know, it says a lot about what Stephen Ross decided to do and Jeff Ireland, too, and that is, let's go out. Let's make sure we get the best possible talent. Spend the money you need to spend. You got money under the cap. You've been building toward that for a number of years. And let's get going. So, you know, this gives Tannehill more speed on the outside. But you need a tandem receiver to help him with. I still think the Dolphins' the next move is going to be somewhere in the tight end market. And it might not be in free agency, but if it's not, then it's certainly going to be in the draft. They need to get a tight end who can help Wallace. Because, look, you put a safety over the top, and Bo will tell you this, put a safety over the top, and if a guy is fast, it's a one-trick pony, there's nothing else to do, forget about it. But if you can get a tight end or a slot receiver or a heart line to be able to do some good things underneath, then you got something that can confuse a defense.
Jimmy, I said earlier that I don't think the Dolphins have had this type of player since Mark Duper was around, a guy with that kind of speed that can be the big home run, and he's proven that he can make the big play and be the home run guy. You played with Mark Duper. What does it mean to have a guy as a receiver with a guy that with that kind of speed that you know is dangerous virtually every time you go back to throw the football?
Well, you know, Duper had a lot of things going for him. One is the softest hands about around anybody I've ever been with. You know, he could catch football and you wouldn't hear it from standing right next to him. He had extraordinarily soft hands. But he also had Mark Clayton underneath him. And so those two could mix it up because Clayton had terrific speed as well. And of course, he had a guy with the number 13 on his chest throwing the football down the field. But, you know, Clayton and Duper, it's that combination. Whenever you think of great tandems and wide receivers, it's always that burner and someone who can run great routes underneath. So who is that player going to be? And it can be a tight end. That's not a problem. But also, if you're going to put Wallace on the outside and get him to go deep, you have to have someone who can get a safety's attention in the middle of the field. And so that's got to be a tight end or a slot receiver. Maybe move Hartline into the slot, keep the two of them on the same side and try to work that combination that way. But you're going to need someone along with Wallace. He's got all the great speed. This is a tremendous signing, which I think has got me jacked up, and I think it'll probably get the fan base jacked up too. Not included the other players they've signed, or at least the rumors are, or the conversations, the reports are they've signed. But Wallace is the biggest name free agent we've had around here in a number of years.
Jimmy, you know better than anybody. You've been in that booth calling the games. You see the team on an inside-outside basis. What does it mean for Dolphin fans? I mean, we've been in Sun Life Stadium before where the atmosphere wasn't there, where the crowd participation wasn't there. What does it mean for Jeff Ireland and Stephen Ross to make this type of splash in free agency at the immediate top of free agency?
Well, I like that because it sends a signal to the fan base. It says we're going to do everything we can to win, everything possible to make the Dolphins what it used to be, what they used to be. And it means excitement, because that's really the element they've been building toward, right? Reggie Bush was the only really star player who could break the field open over the last couple of years. Now, Reggie's probably in all probability going to be gone if he's not already. So you've got somebody who has the ability to do that. And Tannehill can throw the ball deep very well. He's got an extraordinarily strong arm. So the excitement level, I think, should excite this fan base. But more than just the speed of Wallace and the knowledge that we're going to have some really exciting, deep, long plays next year, which does get a fan base excited inside Sun Life Stadium, it's the fact that the Dolphins are showing that they are willing to do it now, spend the money they need to do it now, and go out on a limb. Because, you know, when you have a big name signing like this, it's all roses in the first week, right? First 2 weeks, the first 3 weeks. The guy gets hurt in week one. And then the fan base turns around and says, why'd you spend that money on that guy? Right? I mean, I wouldn't want to be a general manager or president of the United States. Two jobs I don't want.
Monday morning quarterbacks are tough, Jimmy.
I know. Let's buy that guy. Wait a minute. 3 months ago, you were just screaming from the rooftops. Let it go, Jeff.
Oh, man. Let's just hope it doesn't come to that. The other thing Mike Wallace does, in addition to open things up underneath and to offer that deep threat, is he scores touchdowns. And the stat we threw out there earlier in the show, it was kind of Bo's idea, and then the guys in the back looked it up, was in the last 3 years, the Dolphins wide receivers combined to score 23 touchdowns. In those same 3 years, Wallace had 26. Three more than all of the Dolphin wide receivers put together. They, you know, we've joked about field goals over touchdowns for a few too many years, but this is a guy that knows how to get into the end zone.
Yeah, he does. And take a look at the receivers last year. I think with the Dolphins, one wide receiving touchdown from a wide receiver. I mean, it was getting to the point where I thought this is almost impossible to occur. It has to be, just the luck of the draw in some sense. But yeah, he'll score touchdowns, but it's got to be more than just the deep throw. Touchdown makers inside the red zone is really, I think, a large commodity. That's where someone like a Wes Welker comes in. I think he's going back to the Patriots, but someone like that, that's the guy in short space when you've got the back of the end zone that takes the speed of Mike Wallace away and you're inside the red zone. Who can get open in space? Who's got that great pass route running ability, kind of like Nat Moore had when he was playing with us. That's really the next piece of this puzzle. Do they have that person? They didn't certainly have it last year nor the last three.
Really nice. Great to catch up with another one of the former Dolphin wide receivers, Jimmy Cephalo, current broadcaster, of course, as well. Get his perspective on the Mike Wallace signing. It's exciting. At the very least, it's exciting, and it's always fun to have some excitement in the offseason. Obviously, we all hope it translates to big-time excitement on Sundays in the fall. Appreciate it, Jimmy.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, I think everybody's excited about this. Can't wait till we get going.
Absolutely. All right, Jimmy Cephalo on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.